You've got a Bible, turn with me to our Bible reading today, which is in 2 Timothy chapter 2. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I'm saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all of this. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David, this is my gospel, for which I am suffering even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Here's a trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Let me pray. Our Father in heaven, you're the God we adore. You are our faithful, unchangeable friend. Your love is as great as your power. It knows neither measure or end. Speak to us in love and power, in Jesus' name, amen. Please keep your Bible open at 2 Timothy. At the start of a year, we know that there are lots of important things to remember. Birthdays, anniversaries, but also it's important to turn up at appointments if you can get one. Whenever your MOT is due, those kind of things. And we try and use lots of aids to help us remember things. I know that some people have got apps on their phone. I've got a paper diary. How old-fashioned is that? We've got a calendar in our kitchen, and things are written into it, mainly so that I don't forget. Of course, that needs me to look at the calendar as well to make sure that I do. I wonder as well, over the past few weeks, if you've managed to get to see family, you've used the phrase, do you remember when? Or, I can remember when. In our case, when I saw my brother, one thing we always remember about Christmas is that time where my gran was laughing so hard she fell off the chair. Okay? This year, I wonder in future years, we had a guest stay with us over Christmas. If our boys will say, do you remember that Christmas when Vicky came to stay when we were all sick? Why do we do that? We know it's important to remember significant events and times and people. Well, I hope that in 2022, as a local church, there will be someone that we remind each other of again and again and again. We just try to remember him. Remember who? Excellent, Sunday school answer, brilliant. Remember Jesus Christ. I hope and pray that as a local church, we will say to one another often this year, remember Jesus Christ. Remember Jesus Christ. Turn to the people around you. Okay, I don't often do this. Okay, what do we need to remember this year? Turn to them and tell each other. Excellent. Brilliant. Remember Jesus Christ. Raised from the dead. Descended from David. This is my gospel. 2 Timothy, as the name suggests, was the second letter that Paul wrote to his friend Timothy. Timothy was part of Paul's team that went around and told people about the Lord Jesus. They were involved in planting churches. Sometimes if a church needed a bit of help, Paul couldn't be everywhere at once, so what he would do is, Timothy, will you go and help these guys? And for a while, Timothy might act like a pastor would in that place. Paul was in jail for his faith at this point. And Timothy is going through some difficult times as you read through the whole letter. What is it that Paul writes to encourage him to keep going? Remember Jesus Christ. Remember Jesus Christ. Timothy, if you're going to be a follower of the Lord Jesus through the good times and the difficult times, you're going to need to remember Jesus Christ. Not just once a year, like at Christmas. Not just once a month or once a week at church. Timothy, if you're going to keep on following Jesus, then every day, this is going to have to be like a kind of mantra, a thing that we're going to have to do again and again and again. Remember Jesus Christ. If you're in the depths of despair, what do you need to do? If we think, do you know what? My spiritual life is so good at the moment, and actually we're in danger of thinking, I can do this. What do we need to do? Remember Jesus Christ. If we are somewhere in the middle, going through the ordinary times of life, what do we need to do? We're getting the idea, aren't we? It's good. I like it when it's simple like that. This year, we're going to see all the ups and downs of life again as we did last year. Births, marriages, deaths, exams, new jobs, people being made redundant. All the ups and downs of life. People joining us, people leaving us. People showing acts of kindness and love to one another. People getting wound up by other people in church. What do we need to do? Remember Jesus Christ. This year in March, we're hoping, God willing, to plan some special events that we want to use so that our area hears more and more about the Lord Jesus. As we think about those plans and run those things, God willing, what do we need to do? Remember Jesus. I hope and pray that in 2022 we'll see people come to faith in the Lord Jesus and be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Who do we need to remember in all of this? Remember Jesus Christ. I need you to keep saying this to me. We need to keep saying this to one another. That was something that was really going to help Timothy in his day, and it's something that is really going to help us in our day. Why do we need to keep saying, remember Jesus Christ, to one another? Well, first of all, because he's our Savior. I love getting books for Christmas. Most of you know that. I got a pile of them. I'm working through. I've already worked through some of them. There was one book that I read. I heard about a man called Daniel Laidlaw. I love stories, especially when they're about Scottish people, okay? But Daniel Laidlaw was a soldier in the First World War, and he fought at a place called Luz in northern France. It was one of those stories where his regiment was attacked, and the men were so terrified that they wouldn't retreat, but nor would they fight. So you know what Daniel Laidlaw did? He picked up his bagpipes, and he started playing. And I think I want to check the story a little bit closer. But the story goes that as he started playing the bagpipes, you know, the Scottish regiment, they got up and they fought, you know, like wild men. And they won a great victory. Daniel Laidlaw got a really important medal for doing that. And he was known as the Piper of Lewis. The Piper of Lewis. Now, that's a great rescue story. And I love rescue stories. I'm sure you do as well. But it is nothing compared to the rescue story of the Lord Jesus. I know we're familiar with it. I know we hear about it time and time again. But Timothy is told, remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead. Jesus is alive. Every day, God wants us to remember. He thinks it will be beneficial for our spiritual well-being that we remember that Jesus Christ has been raised from the dead. That is going to be better for us than any bagpipes, I can assure you of that. Okay? As we remember Jesus raised from the dead, we're reminded why he came into the world to become one of us. He deliberately went to the cross to save sinners. John, who wrote a gospel about Jesus, said that he came into the world, but the world didn't recognize him, didn't want anything to do with him, actively rejects him. In fact, our world doubts his actual existence. But the Bible says that just the right time, the Son of God appeared to destroy the devil's work. At just the right time. As people shouted for his execution, he was nailed to a cross. And that was God's way to bring peace between him and us. As the Lord Jesus went to Calvary that first Good Friday, he really died. God's judgment really was poured out on him. And as we trust that Jesus forgives our sins, then we are truly forgiven. No sin will ever be held against us. The Lord Jesus really did take a final breath and said, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." But he also rose from the dead to prove to everyone watching, everyone listening, that his sacrifice for our sins was enough. That God found it acceptable. Nothing more needs to be done to rescue us. No more bagpipes. Because Jesus has been raised from the dead. And this year we need to remind each other again and again that Jesus Christ is alive. And we need no other Savior. For those of us who consider ourselves Christians, life now is supposed to be different because of that. We're supposed to think that this life is not all there is. Our chief concerns, as important as they may be, but our chief concerns are not to be health and wealth or our job. Our hope is not in what this world treasures and says is most important. My mood does not need to be tied to social media or likes or what my friends think of me. My chief concern is to be Jesus Christ. And this verse tells me that Jesus is alive and he's my Savior. And so often I'm prone to forget it. And I'm prone to think that actually my health is more important, or money's more important, or my job's more important, or family's more important. And when those times happen, what do I need to remember? Raised from the dead. A couple of years ago, when the whole COVID thing here kicked off, I preached in Romans 8. And Romans 8:32 has become a really precious verse, because we're told there in that little section that if God is for us, and we know that he is because he sent his son to die for us, and if he gave us his son to meet our greatest need by dying on a cross and rising again, then God promises that he will give everything else that we need as well. Maybe not what we want, but he'll give us all things that we need. And even if we're staring death in the face, because Jesus lives, then we know for sure that at the moment we die, we will go and be with him. And one day we will be raised again to physical life. On good days, on tough days, on the many days that are in between, what do we need to do? Remember Jesus Christ. He's our Savior. But Paul goes on, because he says, remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead, descended from David. What does that mean? Well, it means that he's our king. One of the other books that I read in my COVID-enforced absence over Christmas was about a man called W.G. Grace. Okay, you may think, who's that? He was the best known cricketer of his time and his time were the 1870s and 80s. But W.G. Grace was the first kind of sporting superstar. He was massive. The only person more famous at the time than W.G. Grace was Queen Victoria herself. His face was instantly recognizable. He was huge man, huge big guy for the time. He was tall. He was really fat. He had a big bushy beard, the kind that birds would come and nest in. You know, and his face was on like, you know, everything, you know, kind of mustard tins and sweet wrapper, all that kind of thing. This guy was huge. And because he was so famous, he was often the captain of the team. But here's the thing, his teammates often didn't like him. Because while he was traveling first class and drinking champagne and staying in the finest hotels and eating an amount of food that even I think he's a glutton, okay? His teammates were often put up in the worst hotels with the worst food in flea-ridden beds, the book said. And W.G. would often say, well, it's got nothing to do with me. It's the people who have organized the trip. And what his teammates found out was he was the person that organized the trip. He was living a life of luxury. His teammates were living basically in poverty. He was in first class on journeys, ships to Australia. You know, all the finery you could think of, his mates were down near the engine room for 3 months. He was a bad leader. And it got to the stage where his teammates wanted him to be hit with the ball, preferably in the head. Throughout the story of the Bible, one theme that comes back again and again is that God's people need a good leader, a king who will lead and love God's people in God's way. A king who cares for us and who's not drinking champagne and sitting in first class compartments while his team are getting hammered. Why is it important that Timothy should keep in mind the Lord Jesus Christ is descended from David? Well, God made some big promises to David in the Old Testament. One of those promises was that David's descendant was going to be a king like no other. The perfect leader of God's people, who would always know and tell the truth, who would always give his people what they need, who would always be there to show them God's way, always there to pass on his perfect wisdom, a king of kings, if you like. And Paul says to Timothy, remember Jesus Christ, the King of Kings. Why is this good news? Because Paul goes on in this verse to say, this is my gospel. That word there means good news. Well, I wonder if in his darkest moments in prison, if Paul ever wondered, is it worth following Jesus all of this? Well, as he thought of his king, I wonder if the words came to mind. If you're going to follow me, you need to take up your cross. I wonder if he thought of his king, he thought, well, my king was crucified for me. The path of following Jesus will be suffering in this life. Not all the time, but some of the time. But one day will be glory. He remembered that his king promises to be with his people in all they face, providing strength and encouragement and endurance, and one day a better future. I wonder if he thought, well, perhaps Jesus has put me here in this prison so that these guards would hear about him. What other chance would they have had to hear about him? And in one later on in the New Testament, that's exactly what Paul says. If you're here today as a follower of the Lord Jesus, remember what our gospel is. Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. If you're not a Christian yet, the Bible is clear that this is good news to be believed. Your understanding of this will only be good news as you trust that on the cross, the punishment for our sin was placed on Jesus so that we can be totally forgiven. And only by believing in the Lord Jesus will we be saved from hell. Only by submitting our lives before our King will we receive his help. And it would be a great joy today as we remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David, for you to put your trust in him. But what are we believers to do with this? How is it going to impact our lives? A couple more things. See, remembering Jesus Christ will help us keep going this year. Look back at verse 3, chapter 2. This verse is going to help us keep going. Let's remember Jesus Christ. Look at verse 3. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. How are we going to be single-minded and trying to live for Jesus? How are we going to join in with the suffering? That doesn't sound like a barrel of laughs, does it? How are we going to keep going through all that? It's only as we remember Christ Jesus, raised from the dead, descended from David. As we look to him and keep looking to him, as we remember him and keep remembering him, we'll be given all the grace we need for every situation we find ourselves in. This verse, verse 8, is going to keep us going this year. But it's also going to help us keep speaking about Jesus this year. If you look down to verse 9, look how Paul goes on. This is my gospel, for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The stories I read about the Piper of Lewes or about W.G. Grace, how did they come down to us? Well, people told those stories to others, and they were written down so that I could read them at Christmas. As we remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David, we're reminded that this is a story that is to be told to others. Paul, even though he's in prison, he says there, I'm prepared to put up with anything so that others will hear the good news and believe. I'm sure there were plenty of people in his day that laughed at him, rejected him, scorned him, said, Paul, you're out of your mind. But he says, I'll put up with anything so that people would hear about Jesus and obtain salvation. At those moments, he remembered Jesus Christ. I wonder this year, will we be willing to put up with anything so that people in Bush Hill Park, or people that live next to us, or people we work with, or people we go to school with, are we willing to put up with anything so that those people would obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus? So what are we going to do this year? Remember Jesus Christ. Remember Jesus Christ. Raised from the dead, descended from David, this is our gospel. Let's pray, shall we? Our Father in heaven, we ask that this year you would help us to remember Jesus Christ as Savior and our King. We ask that this would help us to keep going, that it would strengthen our faith with whatever 2022 holds for us. We ask that it would help us to keep speaking about the Lord Jesus this year. Father, would we be willing to do anything so that people would obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus? And as we think, how would we do that? Well, we remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, descended from David. This is our gospel. Help us to say this often to one another this year. In Jesus' name, Amen.